views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women today on this bright, sunny day in Seattle. We're up for, you know, 80-plus degree weather this weekend. It's fabulous. So I want to share, like, tomorrow is a big day for Women of Wisdom. We have our pampering day, and there is still room for tickets. We're doing a last-minute special, Bring a Friend for Half Price. So go to womanofwisdom.org and click on the link to register. There is limited tickets. It's a very intimate event, and you're not going to miss the sunshine because you can come for the morning or the afternoon. So we hope to see you. And today, my guests are that I'm going to be talking to are Cynthia Bricks and Zanelli Camallo. I hope I said her name right. Cynthia Bricks is an interfaith minister and co-director of Satyana Institute. She's co-founder of the Gender Reconciliation International Project and co-founder of the Women's Spiritual Mastery Project. She's a former campus minister at the University of Colorado, and Cynthia leads retreats on interfaith spirituality. She's also a contributor, editor, author to Divine Duality, The Power of Reconciliation Between Women and Men, and also co-author of Woman Healing Women. And then we have Zanelli Camallo is a program officer for Gender Reconciliation International based in South Africa. She's visiting here in the States this summer, and so we're so glad to have her with us, too. She is a gender reconciliation facilitator and specializes in youth and diversity, intercultural communication, and alternatives to violence. She was a social science researcher and trained young adult mentors of youth at risk. So you can visit their website that tells you all about gender reconciliation. Just go to www.grworld.org. And I just want to point out, they're going to be giving a workshop for men and women. It's our gender day we put on with Mankind Project, a local men from the Mankind Project. It's on June 18th. It's going to be at a private home in Redmond in a beautiful, lush setting of 4 acres of green grass, a pond, and an island on the pond. And it's just a wonderful day. And that's June 18th. And you can find out more also on our website at womanofwisdom.org. It's going to be on gender equality and recognition, having the next conversation about having empowering, inspiring, loving relationships. So welcome, Cynthia and Zanelli.
Hi, Chris. Thank you so much for having us. And we're really delighted and excited about the upcoming day long.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Yeah, well, and Cynthia, this is your third year doing it with us, and we're so glad to have you back. And you just, this is it's such a gift of the work you do. But tell us, I'd love to know, and then the audience to learn how you got started in this work and what got you involved.
That's great, Chris. And one thing before I answer that, I just want to say to anyone that was at the other events for the last 2 years, we're changing it up, so don't think it's going to be the same program. We're going to do some similar things and some different things, so come and see what the new things are. So how did we get started? Well, I often say I was born a girl. I was identified as a girl, and it all started then. I was put in the girl box. We hear about the man box, or boy box, and I was put in the girl box, as the three of us probably were as well. And dressed in pink and just kind of moved on along the way of social conditioning. So I have my own story there that involves also in my going through my life, being married and raising kids and everything, and then getting my degrees in my 30s and a master's degree in wellness management and gerontology. And I landed a job in a corporation where the founder of the organization sexually propositioned me. And in that time, it really threw me because I was often, I was a social activist, always working for the other. And all of a sudden I had to, you know, speak out and speak truth for my own story and say, no, this is not acceptable. And unfortunately, the corporation didn't hear my no. They didn't take my no. And they hired six attorneys because they were so threatened by it. And I tried to do it as much compassion as I could, speaking about it. But I left that job really distraught because I couldn't trust men anymore. I didn't know how to be a woman in my body and walking the streets and being in the world anymore because, you know, of the projections laid upon me as a woman. But I also couldn't trust women because the women in the corporation had betrayed me too. They had to keep the job and stay in the system. And so I had to go through my own healing around that to really come to a place of trust again and come to a place of turning that betrayal and that mistrust and dislike into love and compassion and deeper understanding. And that launched me into this work of gender reconciliation, which I will say is around gender equity, gender equality, and it's open to people of all sexual orientations. And so a little history on the work, and then I'll let Danele speak as well, but is this work really started in the activist community, and it was responding to a need in the community, and it started 24 years ago. And the founder, William Keepin, who is also my colleague and now my husband, he was in this activist community, and what was happening is gender discrimination, gender oppression, the men were hitting on the women, and the women were getting upset. The women didn't feel like they had a voice in the organization. So they created a workshop, kind of, just or a forum for people to speak out and share about what was happening. And they came together, these activists who are out saving the world and doing all the good deeds, they came together to deal with what was happening in their own community. And what happened was the issues that were brought forth just kind of exploded. And the forum that they had created to have the conversation couldn't handle the tension and the explosive nature of the conversation. And so several of them in that time said, let's put the lid back on Pandora's box, lock it tight, bury it, and never look at this. Let's get out and save the world. And others, them, including Will, said, no, we need to really look at this and continue on. And the work expanded from that point onward with others hearing about it within the community, outside the community, religious leaders, activists, therapists, and said, we need something like this in our own organizations. And so it has grown from just responding to a need into what is now a whole international training organization where we're working in 9 countries and with people all over the world. And I'll just end by saying that the premise that they came to or the question they held in that first workshop, and the workshop was called Gender and Ecology, they held the question of, are there parallels between the exploitation of the earth and the exploitation of the feminine?
Well, this is such amazing work. And you know, your story is not unique to you. I'm sure many, many women relate to this. And it's just, you know, wonderful that led you to be now doing this work. It's, you know, you're talking from experience and can help with so much healing. Well, we have to take a commercial break right now. And so stay tuned. We're going to come back and talk more about improving our gender relations and having gender equality for all of us. We'll be right back.
would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Ladies, it's time to treat yourself. Join the Women of Wisdom for their annual fundraiser Saturday, June 4th. This is a sacred pampering day for women at North Seattle College. If you are a business and want to be one of our pamperers, we still have space. It's going to be a day to relax and treat yourself. For more information and to get tickets, visit thewowconference.org. That's the WOW conference.org. Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Hey everyone, meet my friends at the maca team. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is known worldwide for its huge array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team is here to bring you the best maca the Peruvian mountains has to offer. Yellow maca, used to promote endurance, vitality, fertility, hormone health, and much more, is on sale now. I love it. Visit themacateam.com to order yours now. Themacateam.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stanis, and I am speaking with Cynthia Bricks today and Zanelli Camillo. They're from the Gender Reconciliation International Organization. And so Cynthia was sharing her story of how she got involved and a little bit of what gender reconciliation is about. So Zanelli, how did you get involved? And also, as you're from South Africa, what has it meant to you, to your country? What kind of impact does it have?
Yeah, thanks for the question, Chris. The work in South Africa started in 2003 when Cynthia Bricks and Will Keepin were invited to South Africa on the invitation by the Quaker Peace Center to actually do a gender reconciliation workshop. And that really was such a watershed moment in South Africa, and it really launched the work in a big way. We're invited to members of parliament, actually, by the then Deputy Minister of Defense, Nozizwe Madlala Routledge, who, when she was then the Deputy Minister of Health a few years later, overturned the AIDS policy in South Africa. And that was really huge. And the work is, she actually does credit the gender reconciliation work in terms of giving her the courage and the confidence to actually speak truth to power and overturn the AIDS policy at that time and allow antiretroviral drugs to be brought into the country, because so many people were dying in the early 2000s of AIDS and not having access to drugs. So that's how the work got introduced. I came into it in 2011 when I attended a workshop. And really, the safe space that was created in the workshop process really allowed for me to just feel like I could actually witness and share my own story, which was really about having grown up in a family domestic violence, which, I mean, I didn't think it at the time, but I felt like it was my own burden. You know, it was something that only I was experiencing. And having heard people, women in sharing their similar experiences of having been victims of domestic violence, witness of physical abuse in the home, really allowed me to just the space within myself to say, oh my goodness, I'm not alone in this. And that's often the case. Like having grown up in that kind of environment, there was a lot of silence. It was very taboo to talk about physical abuse. It was not spoken of. And the shame that I carried around that was really quite huge. And I didn't understand really or even grasp the extent to which I was crippled by that in terms of my own personal and spiritual growth. And just the space that was allowed within the workshop, a safe space of deep truth-telling and healing amongst us as women, and then also with men, really began my own journey towards reconciliation about what I had experienced and witnessed in my family and in my upbringing, and also begin to shift and think about the ways in which I relate to men, how I relate to other women, because quite often, quite frankly, we don't often think, we're not often very conscious about the ways in which we're conditioned in our gender, in our sexuality, or just in our social conditioning. And this work really allows that aspect for us to first of all become aware, just an awareness of the ways in which we're both afflicted, women and men, and people of all different sexual orientations and gender identities, of patriarchy, and how Cynthia mentioned the box that we get put in. You know, there's the man box and there's the woman box. Like, so, and how we live our lives trying to conform and fit into that. And an awareness of that is really created in the workshop setting, and we're able to then come to a place of healing and reconciliation with one another as both witnesses and seekers of our own truth.
Mm-hmm. And what you talked about is so true, you know, that safety, creating a safe environment. And I know that's what the Gender Reconciliation Organization does, having been a part of the event we do in Seattle area every year, is creating that safe place for women and men to share together honestly and openly, and you know, and you know, and there is so much isolation. It's not unique to South Africa. It's not unique to any country of women particularly isolating themselves and feeling that shame of having been abused and not feeling open to talk about it. And so when you're with a group that all of a sudden it becomes okay to talk about it, when you hear others talk about it, you realize, oh, I'm not alone. That's such a turning point. You know, so important. Yeah,
absolutely. And in South Africa specifically, because I don't know how many people in the United States know about the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, which was a national healing commission that was set up to help to transform all that was done during apartheid, and actually have the perpetrators of apartheid facing the victims and vice versa. And nationwide, there was truth telling. There was just seeking truth of how the victims of apartheid had actually experienced the discrimination, experienced the violence, and for the perpetrators to hear that and then come together and see each other as fully human. So when we talk about the gender reconciliation work, we're applying those same principles of truth-telling and reconciliation that was done in the apartheid era, but we're actually applying those to gender, gender justice. And that is exactly what we need in our society today. We really need those safe spaces.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For many men in our work also often say that, you know, they don't know any other forums or spaces where they're actually just able to speak, to be true, to speak truth and just allow themselves to. I know from one workshop we held in prisons, one man, after having heard the women and witnessed the women in sharing their stories, actually said, "I don't know how to be a man anymore." So that's actually the impact of the work, like the fact that he could no longer claim that identity of what it means to be a man. He needed to come to a different understanding, a different definition of what man means. And that's really the transformative element of the work.
Yes, we need those role models too, of the men who have had that transformation, that they are there then working with other men to help them see the full potential of who they could be as let's say mature male. That's what they say, Mankind Project, or you know, real man. What are real men like? Sorry, what
yeah,
were you
that's
gonna...
exactly right, Chris. And what I would say with that, just to follow up with both what you both are saying, is in that story that Zanelle just described, the men in that group, the facilitators, worked with that man and said that's right. You don't know how to be a man anymore because your heart has opened to the experience of the pain of the women. Or in this case, it was a woman describing what had happened to her. And this man was just so moved. So he had actually taken the pain of this woman into his own heart. And he wasn't just reading about it in the newspaper, you know, the news, which we all see and hear, and actually start becoming callous to, I think, and because it's just too much to take in. But he had her right in front of him, the whole women's group, the whole men's group, and he was able to take it into his heart, and he was now carrying her pain in his own heart. It became part of him, and it began. And so that's where the healing and the transformative piece happened. He's actually one of our facilitators now. He continues to work on his own pain and his own suffering and his own place of understanding the other, and he's become a lead facilitator in the work.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And you know, some of this, what we're talking about, is that patriarchal system, which has inflicted damage and pain on both men and women. So we only have like a half a minute, but we can go into more of this when we get back from the break. But I'm just wondering if you're seeing if the system is changing.
Okay, we can definitely answer that for sure.
Yeah, because you're probably witnessing a lot, but it can change. You know, you're seeing people change, but is it impacting systems, which means our political system, our economic system, the work environments, the corporations? You know, and I'm sure we're all seeing a little change, and probably not as much as we'd like to see too. You know, because
exactly.
We're all, you know, unfortunately.
Right.
So we're going to take a break and come back and talk more about that. Stay tuned.
Okay, great.
Thank you, Chris.
Ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker? Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear from the great unknown, from the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul in the depths of who you are. The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Ladies, it's time to treat yourself. Join the Women of Wisdom for their annual fundraiser Saturday, June 4th. This is a sacred pampering day for women at North Seattle College. If you are a business and want to be one of our pamperers, we still have space. It's going to be a day to relax and treat yourself. For more information and to get tickets, visit thewowconference.org. That's the WOW conference.org.
Have you ever tried to make lifestyle changes but had difficulty following through? Imagine what it would be like to get up each morning with energy, clarity, and motivation to tackle the day. If you want to get past limiting barriers that are preventing you from living your best life, join holistic health and wellness coach T. Carrie Mitchell each month on The Dr. Pat Show. Or visit lifestyle120.com today and start to receive the personal attention you deserve.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I've been talking with Cynthia Bricks and Zanelli Camallo from the Gender Reconciliation International. So can you, Cynthia, can you give information where people can find out more about this amazing gender reconciliation work that you do? And, you know, you might have posted there, you know, like where you do other workshops and things too, besides our Seattle one.
Yeah, the website is GR for Gender Reconciliation, GRWorld, WORLD.org. And we do, after the event in June with you, Chris, we have a three-day workshop, July 28th through 31st, that's just north of Seattle at a retreat center. So you can go to our website and hear more or look at that.
And you have this ongoing in South Africa or any other places around the world that you have this?
Zanelli, yes, we do, actually. We also work in India. In fact, we currently have a training for facilitators that's happening right now in Bangalore. We're also in Australia, based in Brisbane and other parts, as well as Colombia. And we've also have a presence in Canada as well as Kenya, which is in East Africa.
Okay, great.
So,
yeah.
And there's actually a workshop in July and November in Brisbane, Australia, and South Africa. There's one coming up this month. So lots of opportunities for people to get engaged throughout the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let people know. I mean, this is on the internet, so people from all over the world can hear the show and find out about that. So we were going to talk about this patriarchal system, how it impacts, you know, and the damage and pain it on men and women, and we were starting to discuss: are we seeing a shift in that patriarchal system? And if you think this, you know, if you're, what kind of changes you're seeing?
Well, we see a lot of change just throughout our work, and maybe in a minute, Zanelli can speak a little bit about a research project that's just happening at the University of Free State in South Africa, and coming up with amazing results. that's focused on our work. And so, but I'll start by just saying that, you know, I do think it's changing, even though it seems in many ways that we're on horrific scales with, you know, oppression and sexual violence and all kinds of ways that women and girls are oppressed and violated. But, and I also want to emphasize that boys and men are also afflicted by gender injustice and violation. And while on the outer level, it's not equal, I wouldn't say. I think the oppression and violence against women and girls is extreme. It's on an underlying level, kind of a silent level of how it happens with boys and men. For example, boys and men are often told, you know, grow up, be like a man, don't cry. They've been cut off from their emotions. Here in our own country, boys at the age of 18 have to register for the draft, even though we don't have the draft implemented right now. So I know young boys who grow up fearing that they'll have to go and fight and die for their country. Regardless of whether how you feel about war, or whether it's a just war or not, the fact that our boys have that and they live throughout their life thinking that they might have to die, girls don't have that same experience. So right there in the system, we don't recognize that as a pressure and that boys are often under. And the suicide rate for men is higher than for women. The the violence male to male is higher, interestingly, than violence male to female, even though we hear about the violence from men to women. Male to male violence is higher. And so all these ways we see that men and boys are oppressed as well by the system. I do think it's changing. I think it's the one thing that's happening is we're just hearing about things at a radical level, a moment to moment worldwide. We hear about what happens. So it could seem like it's at more extreme levels. And at the same time as we're hearing about it, what brings me hope is that we are becoming more conscious of all of these things. So it gives us opportunities to grapple with it and try to make change and address it and speak truth to what's happening.
I just wanted to ask you, because we're talking about change, what you think, you know, how men need to change in order, you know, to have these healthy, because we're talking about healthy relationships, you know, the gender reconciliation, you know, between the genders. Regardless of your sexual orientation or who you are, and what ways you see women need to change.
Okay, so a couple of things, and you know what I personally as a woman, and I want to be careful because I don't speak for all women, and nor do I want to make a generalization about what all men need to do. But for me personally, I just love it and just feel like there is so much hope in the world when men show up and speak their truth and share their vulnerability in circle with us or even in personal relationships or in family relationship, whatever it is, for men to really take ownership and find ways to open up vulnerably to their partners or to their parents or their children or whoever else. There was a interesting article several years ago in the Atlantic Monthly, and it was titled "The End of Men." And we're not seeing that at all. We're seeing the beginning of a new kind of man showing up in beautiful ways, who is beginning to deconstruct the unjust patriarchal system. Men who are moving beyond seeing women just as sex objects and seeing them for the shining essence of their soul. And I'd say the majority of men do that. We hear these stories that, like in Brazil, there was just a story that just of a 16-year-old girl being gang raped by 30, 33 men, they think. Mm-hmm. And it was posted on YouTube, you know, and all of Brazil is in an uproar about it. I can testify that the majority of men do not have that behavior. They do not rape. There is a small percentage, and our system does not have in place a way to to reprimand or, you know, deal with this level of violence against anyone. And so, like in the university system, we hear about rapes that happen with athletes. It's only a very small percentage of men in the university systems who are doing that rape, but they get their hands slapped and put back on campus. So they're repeat offenders. So, I see change happening. And what I would say is our work is about compassion, about love, about addressing the issues and speaking truth. But it's ultimately about how do we come in to deeper and more intimate relationships with one another, true relationships, not sexual, but intimate relationships where we can be honest and have a new kind of relationship. So I'll stop there. Maybe, Zani, you can speak a little bit about how you see women in terms of Chris's question.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, when we in terms of the change that we are seeing, I'll speak to a change in men and change in women as well. I mean, men are becoming much more engaged. That's what we're seeing. You know, often most people think about gender as a women's issue, but we're finding more and more that men are coming to the forums and to the platform. Just as Cynthia was saying, a new kind of man is showing up, and I think the work that we do, which is really about healing, and as Cynthia said, about compassion and about love, you know, without blame or shame. I think often what you find in society today, it's like, oh, man up, you know, that's a very blaming and shaming. And our work is not about that. In fact, the essence of our work is summed up in a quote by Martin Luther King, that injustice and corruption will never be transformed by keeping it hidden, but by confronting it with the power of bringing it out into the light and confronting it with the power of love. And we're seeing that with women as well. The change is there. I speak for myself and my own experience, having to then come to terms in realizing who my father was, as, you know, beating my mother up and growing up. I then had to begin to come to a place of compassion with him and realizing that I had set an impossible standard for him in terms of what a man should be and what a father should be, and then beginning to rethink that and really transform my relationship and with him and the way that I saw him and the way that he saw me, and the same with my mother as well, and what ideas I formed growing up in terms of what a mother should be and what a woman should be. So we definitely are seeing those changes. And the biggest thing, though, I mean, you talked about in terms of systems, you talked about social, economic systems, and I'll speak to that. But what I'll say first is that in the work, we're not speaking from our experiences as victims, but as witnesses. And that's coming from a place of power, of being able to witness our experiences and, you know, with vulnerability, with compassion for ourselves and for others. And that's a key component of the work. And that we're doing it as women and men and people from across the gender spectrum and with whatever the sexual orientation, we're coming together and confronting that those injustices together. We're sharing our stories and witnessing each other together. Cynthia touched on a research project that has currently come out from the University of...
Oh, you know what, Zanella, we have to take a break right now. I'm sorry, I lost
sure,
track of it.
Sure, I'll speak about it in, after the break.
Yes, okay, we'll be right back.
Wonderful.
Ladies, it's time to treat yourself. Join the Women of Wisdom for their annual fundraiser Saturday, June 4th. This is a sacred pampering day for women at North Seattle College. If you are a business and want to be one of our pamperers, we still have space. It's going to be a day to relax and treat yourself. For more information and to get tickets, visit thewowconference.org. That's the WOW conference.org.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis, and we've been hearing about the Gender Reconciliation Project with Cynthia Bricks and Zanelli Kamala from Zanelli's from South Africa. And so, Zanelli, you were just sharing that there's been a research project, and it has to do with that, you know, the transformative element that is involved in this. And also, I want to know, you know, from both of you, what your vision is for a gender healed world. What would that look like?
Thank you, Chris. Yeah, so the research project was looking at a, which came out of the University of the Free State, is looking at a cohort that was taken through the gender reconciliation workshop process over a period of 8 months. And they were able to track really the significant moments of transformation and transformation of consciousness. And that's very interesting, you know. So we think of often looking at gender work and transforming things at a social level, you know, through reforms and that sort of thing. But to really get at, you know, dipping into the psyche and the psychology. So looking at the transformation of consciousness was really a key component that came out of the research work. What also came out was that the work is actually really powerful in terms of dismantling hegemonic masculinities. And that's quite significant as well. So there's a transformational element that is happening where we can come to a place of healing and reconciliation and transformation, but also that aspect of being able to look at dismantling hegemonic masculinities, which really speaks to our patriarchal systems, you know, and really bringing that in, really, for me, is about embracing the fullness of our humanity, you know. So not just looking at us as intellectual beings, but really, which is actually one of the principles of the work, that everything within us is honest, is honored. And that is what gives me hope. When we talk about a vision for a gender-healed world, mine is that we're able to see each other anew. And that's what this work does. There is no other. By the end of a workshop, we're actually experiencing what beloved community is. And that is what gives me hope. And that's the vision that I hold as I meet men and women in the streets, that I am in relationship with them, and that I can see them as fully human and not just as these gendered beings, but actually as spiritual beings who are in a human experience. That's mm-hmm. my hope and my vision.
So what would it look like? How would you know that the work is done? I mean, it may never be done, because it's you know, it's about communication. It's about relationships and people, and we're not perfect. So, you know, maybe this work is always ongoing, because transformation kind of works that way. But what would it look like if there is a gender healed world? What would that look like?
You know, Chris, we actually asked the questions when people are in the workshop. You know, what is your vision for a gender healed world? And more often than not, everyone says that, you know, this wouldn't happen. My husband or my wife would do this or that, or I could walk the streets without fear, or, you know, rape wouldn't happen, or whatever it is. But we neglect to think about what the world would be like. It's always about getting rid of the violations and the oppression. What I would say in that vision is that in our work, the work is done. And it often we touch on it. We really do chip away at it in the workshop, and we move beyond these violations, these stories of that have put us in a victimhood, in a sense. And we move beyond that, and we really see, as Lunele was saying, each other in a whole new way. We kind of lift the veils, and we not only have mutual respect for each other and come into equity and equality with each other, but we move into a place of mutual reverence. At the end of our work, often people are saying they, you know, everyone looks more beautiful, and we become radiant beings that we are, in a sense. And that may sound kind of Pollyannish or, you know, woo-woo, but it really is true. When we can dip into our own vulnerabilities and share our story and honor our story, and be heard at that level, then it opens us up, and we all come into a place of depth and authenticity and deeper compassion with one another, and see each other for our kind of true nature, if you will, and get rid of all the masks and protections that we wear, that we need to wear in some ways in the world, or we think we need to wear. One thing I'd like to just touch on before we close is that the tensions and challenges between women are often as much of a barrier to healing and reconciliation as they are the issues between women and men. So I want to say, in my work, I often speak with the women about the thing that will stop our evolution and be a barrier to our own evolution is all the gossiping and backstabbing and the ways that we put each other down as women, and girls do it as well. And so I have developed a practice and encouraged all our sisters on the path of having a practice of really supporting and uplifting each other in every moment, wishing the best for each other. And when I see women on the streets that I don't know, you know, I smile at them and really give them a silent blessing of sorts and wish them well. And if our world came to the place where we were all doing that for each other and uplifting each other, I think we would have a vision where we were in a place of mutual reverence and come into a higher place of being with one another.
Well, that's just a great statement to end with. And you're right. You know, women need to be supporting other women, all of us. And we've been brought up with this sort of that competitive edge. And you know, you see it in kids too. You see it, even if you go back to when you were in middle school and, you know, we compete for the boys, we compete for our, all, you know, it just is kind of embedded in us. And we need to, we need to stop it. That's, you know,
exactly.
Really,
exactly.
We just need to stop it and honor the women. Just as we want to be honored, honor the other women. There's room for all of us. We all have our gifts. And that's what I always say. So thank you so much for being on the show today. It was great to have both you, Cynthia and Zanelli.
Thank you very much, Chris.
It was such a pleasure. Thank you.
And so be sure to check out the website, www.grworld.org, and also look for the gender reconciliation event we're going to do on June 18th. You can look that up on womenofwisdom.org, and it's available. You don't have to be a couple to go, and all couples of all persuasions are invited, and all singles, it's for everybody, because we all deal with relationships between each other, between the genders.
And we'll have a good time.
We will have a good time. We provide lunch too. We have a barbecue and in this beautiful park-like setting. And so we invite you to check that out. June 18th, go to womenofwisdom.org. And also tomorrow, go to the website for the pampering day, because we just set up a special. You can bring a friend for half price, and there are limited tickets available. It's very intimate. It's based on the number of pampers we have. You get four sessions, or 25 minutes each, so you get to explore different ways of healing, or tarot reading, or even we have palm readers there. Isn't that interesting? You know, it's exciting. And so it's all based on the number of healers we have. So that everybody gets their four sessions, 100 minutes, and it's $50, and bring a friend for $25. You can share the cost. It's going to be a great day. So check that out at womenofwisdom.org. And check out my book, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. It's an award-winning book and Amazon bestseller from 2009. And it's got all the stories from the conference, from Woman of Wisdom, from our artists and poets, and it's a wonderful exploration of the divine feminine. So, okay, that's the end of the show. I hope everybody has a fabulous weekend, and we'll be back again next Friday.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.